Back here on the Mighty 690 at 7:39 here on the 740. And we do have joining us from the Coffeyville Public Library, Lois Hendricks. Good morning, Lois. How are you doing on this
rainy day? I'm doing fine. How about you?
Hey, doing good. So we're starting to have some of the stronger parts of the thunderstorm move out of the area, but I know that's probably woken a few people up this morning.
That's true. Did you know there's a river on 8th Street flowing east?
Oh.
Yes, I crossed it getting in here.
You had to cross the river to get here, man.
Yes, in sandals.
Oh, my. So. Well, you see, nothing will keep you away from here.
No, I'm a trooper.
That's good.
Well, happy March, everyone. The groundhog was correct with his prediction, and now we are enjoying the springtime weather, which brings rain, and March the 19th is officially the first day of spring, so let's all get out and enjoy nature. The Coffeyville Public Library is celebrating Women's History Month. Our bookcase display has a wonderful selection of books and movies about famous women in history. Come in and check them out. And our March schedule is on Facebook. Our regular activities are as follows. Every Saturday at 11, we have a story time in the children's department. We have Miss Kate now as our new storyteller. March 23rd, a Saturday, we will have the Coffeyville Friends of Animals bring an animal from the shelter to meet the children after story time. This is in the community room, and it'll be at 11 right after the story time. Every Monday at noon, we will have Movie Mondays in the children's department. Every Tuesday from 1 to 3, the genealogy department is available to help anyone with their research. Every Wednesday at 10, we have a story time in the children's department. And special activities for March are Wednesday, March 13th at 2, we will have a teen and adult craft in the community room. This will be a tote bag craft. No sign-up sheet is needed. Just come in at 2 o'clock. First come, first serve. And I've seen the tote bag ideas, and they're great. And I just found out online that tote bags are the it thing now.
Oh, good.
Yeah, with me, I've been carrying a tote bag since the 70s, so now they're catching up.
You're on the cutting edge.
Yeah. Okay, Friday, March 15th, will be a Pokemon trading card game tournament at 2 o'clock in the community room. Thursday, March 21st, 10 a.m., the Zoomobile from Ralph Mitchell Zoo in Independence, Kansas, will be here with a few special animals. This sounds very exciting, so try and attend. Friday, March 22nd, from 4 to 7, will be a Friday night trading card game in the community room. Wednesday, March 27th, we will have an adult craft in the community room. It'll be a egg cross-stitch craft. There is a sign-up sheet for this, so please call 620-251-1370. Spring break for the schools will be from March 11th through March 15th, so come on down to the library for some fun and games. We'll have treats and drinks and have a good time. We will return to our regular hours of operation on March 11th. The hours will be Monday through Thursday, 9 to 8, Friday and Saturday, 9 to 5. We will be closed Friday, March the 29th, for Good Friday. Today's book review is We Are Artists by Carrie Herbert. This is a young adult book in the nonfiction section. And this is also on our display for celebrating women. The back of it shows, take an inspiring journey through the world of art and discover the stories of some remarkable women artists. My favorite in here is Georgia O'Keeffe. And the author is also the illustrator. And she did a really good sketch and painting of Georgia O'Keeffe. I have a lot of prints of Georgia O'Keeffe in my living room. In fact, I have the skull with the flowers and also some other flowers. She's just really interesting to read about, as are these other artists. Okay, today's poem is from, we have this book, The Complete Poems of Emily Dickinson, called A Light Exists in Spring. I'm going to take a little sip of water.
Yeah, go for it.
If I may.
Absolutely.
Excuse me. Okay. A light exists in spring, not present on the year, at any other period, when March is scarcely here. A color stands abroad on solitary fields that science cannot overtake, but human nature feels. It waits upon the lawn, it shows the furthest tree. Upon the furthest slope, you know, it almost speaks to you. Then as horizons step or noons report away, without the formula of sound, it passes and we stay. A quality of loss affecting our content as trade is suddenly encroached upon a sacrament. I'm just now really studying Emily Dickinson. You know, I've always heard of her, but I like to know about her life and kind of what made her write the way she did. So
oh, yeah.
I'm really enjoying it. And this is also in our nonfiction section at the library. Okay, let's see here. March is really picking up at the library, so come on in as we have things to do for all ages. And until then, see you in April, and remember to be kind to everyone.
All right, Lois, well, that is a great update. Lots of wonderful things happening at the library. That Zoomobile definitely sounds interesting. I'll look forward to hear what kind of critters they'll be bringing on over to coffee.
I'm not sure, but it sounds exciting. They have several to choose from, but I don't know. I think it's going to be a surprise.
That's going to be great. Well, what a great opportunity. Well, I hope you can stay dry here on the way back over there, and we appreciate you coming in as always, Lois.
Well, thank you for having me.
All right, that is Lois Hendricks of the Coffeyville Public Library. We get our update from the library each and every first Thursday of the month at this time. And coming up next, we are going to be talking with the folks from Pro Fantasy Rodeo. We'll be getting an update from them. And then Becky Barnhart from Coffeyville Friends of Animals. It's all on the way here on the Mighty 690. Taking a quick peek at the radar, we still do have some scattered showers and thunderstorms moving throughout southeast Kansas and northeast Oklahoma. Keep you updated on that here in moments.